things, right, in our community. They have. But now, myself personally, when I look at this project and I look at how big it is, right, and it's the biggest redevelopment in the history of our city, and I look at my community and I look at all of the things that affect my community, and I look at this project and I see, and from the testimony of everybody being here, right, it sound really good, right, about the jobs, the construction, the equity and inclusion, and all those things, right, sound really good, right? And, you know, the apprenticeships and stuff like that, and we're not against any of that. We applaud that, right? But those things have been around in my community before I was born. And we still suffering. We still doing bad. Because the system that's set up, they run circles around equity and inclusion, and 50% of you going to put minorities to work and all that, they run circles around that kind of stuff, right? And we always get promised all kinds of stuff like that, right? And, you know, I don't want to go into all of that because we don't have that much time. But trust me when I say, maybe I need to put written testimony in too so that people can really understand this, and it's not just a summary of what goes on when it comes to equity and inclusion and in work and stuff like that, right? Because if it was like it sounds, my community wouldn't be suffering, because we got people that went through the apprenticeship, we got people that went in the union and all of that, and they still can't get no work, right? So that's just one thing. Then, on the other hand, right, what the years that we've been trying to negotiate a CBA, right, and I don't know why it's like holy water to a vampire to get a CBA, man. I don't know why we can't get a CBA. To this day, it just, my mind is just spinning on how we sitting here to pass a bill and we ain't even got a CBA, man. Like, I don't understand how we doing this. And that's tantamount to the city and the culture of the city. That's not Hillco's fault. Because when Hillco come in and all the money on the table, they're supposed to take as much as they can. That's their job. They are in this to make money. They're supposed to get as much as they can. So you can't fault them for trying to take all the money off the table, right? That's what they're supposed to do. But when we saw them do the groundbreaking and everybody had shovels in their hand, right? I'm looking at who representing us up there with them shovels in their hand. Who advocating for us? Because everybody up there with a smile and a shovel and Hillco can really make a lot of money, and we ain't got no CBA. So where do we stand? We did nothing but promises, right? Because I was there. I went to Hillco, and, you know, they nice people. And we sat there, and I talked to the CEO, Mr. Roberto Perez, and he told me right to my face that Tank Farm is gone. We ain't talking about the Tank Farm being gone today. We're talking about how much if you rent it, if you sell it, and somebody use it to store petroleum products and all of that. When we was here before Hillco got the bid on that land, and we advocated for Hillco to get the bid. We wasn't advocating for Hillco to keep no Tank Farm in our community, because that's what's killing us. The benzene that's coming off of them been killing us for years. So now, we sit here, promises, promises, promises. You know, jobs, 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 right? But I believe it when I see it. I believe it when I see it. And it don't look like we're going to see it. Because we can't even get a CBA. We can't even get a CBA. This is just tremendous to me. It's tremendous. And like I said, everything ain't Hillco's fault. Everything ain't Hillco's fault. I just don't understand the culture of you can come into the city, you can get legislation passed. We in the city and we can't get legislation passed. We born and raised in the city. You can't get legislation passed. So that's, you know, where we stand. We don't stand against any of the good things that's been done, but like I said, those things been around in my community still, a state that is in, because those things don't help us, and I'm trying to get things that's going to really, really change and help us. That's what I want to see out of this big redevelopment, the biggest redevelopment in the history of our city. I want to see it cure a lot of ills in our community. That's what I want to see. And, you know, sometimes people think I'm a little bit too ambitious, but I think that we should be that ambitious. We should be able to get that. That's what I think. So,
thank you.
I
just want to thank you for your passion and for your commitment to the community. And I remember working with you all as a part of the work that we did with the advisory groups for the Committee on Environment last term.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you for your robust advocacy. I remember you coming in before. I have to say that I think one win that we did talk about all those years ago is that the site is no longer a refinery.
Right.
That's one big win. Remember, that was the crust of the conversation all those years ago. But again, we know that there's additional work to be done, right? That was a step in the right direction, but we know more work is to be done. We want to thank you for your passionate commitment, for being true to this work, you know, not just showing up when it's, you know, convenient or when the cameras are around, but really doing the grunt work. So thank you so much. Just want to appreciate you and the heavy work that you did as a part of the advisory council work with the Committee on Environment. Sir, you can just state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Okay. My name is Mark Clancy, and I am a resident of the environment, a member, resident of the environmental justice community that has been impacted by the refinery for generations. I have personally been impacted by the refinery's pollution and know others in my community who are still sick with cancer and respiratory illnesses. The city and state have said they are going to prioritize environmental justice and And today, you have a real life opportunity to be true to your word. Passing more tax breaks before the developers have addressed this community's concerns, and I'm going to repeat that again, the community's concerns is not environmental justice. I ask that you pause this decision until we have held a city council hearing so these issues can be discussed in the detail they deserve. Issues. Our community has been raising the following concerns for 4 years with no progress. One, we won a monthly in-person public meeting about the project. We want a public input process on the land use plan, and we want a city council hearing on the redevelopment. Paving over contamination is unacceptable to us. As the people who have been getting sick from this pollution for decades, adding this much pavement will worsen temperature increases we're already experiencing from climate change. Flood protection. We are very concerned about Hilco's flood plan, which does not consider impacts in our neighborhood. Fourthly, public health. Hilco's 12 million square feet of warehousing now could bring 10,000 diesel trucks to our neighborhood per day. And this is a major pollution concern. We have asked to partner on a renewable energy plan that would include an all-electric vehicles, but Hilco has refused. 5, gentrification and displacement. Life service jobs on Hilco site will expand the high earning industry in South Philadelphia. And we need Hilco's investment and legislation from Councilman Johnson to provide structural housing protections for our low-income community. Lacking effective governmental leadership on environmental justice, myself and other Philadelphians have formed the People's Environmental Justice Enforcement Agency. As long as you all are letting developers steamroll us, we will be holding you accountable and serving you violations of environmental justice until corrective measures or actions are taken. We community members deserve a seat at the table. Nothing about us without us. And I thank you for your time today. And I am complete.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for being here and just for your testimony and all of your work. We appreciate you. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony. Before you begin, is there anyone else here to testify on this matter whose name has not been called? Okay, please proceed, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Victoria Wiley, and I'm the founder and executive director of the Dante Wiley Foundation, a nonprofit organization that operates in South Philly. I'm a lifelong resident of South Philly, Point Breeze, to be exact. And I'm here, and I'll keep it brief because I think we've heard a lot today, but I'm here to just talk about the economic investment and opportunity that Hilco has had. Amelia did speak to their pilot program where they're doing early exposure into internships at a school. That school is Della Plain McDaniel. That school was recommended to Hilco by me. That was something that we learned in our focus group when we were telling the community about this development project, and that was one of the things that members of our community felt was important, the early exposure to career opportunities so that young people will have a life-sustaining career. So I did want to mention that that is one example of how Hilco has heard feedback from community and implemented it in real time to make happen, because I think, you know, what I was going to say here speaks to what everyone else has already said, but I do think it's really important to know that they are working with organizations every day to ensure that some of the issues that we're talking about, when we talk about living in the poorest big cities, we know access to opportunities is through education and employment, and they are providing that. So I don't want to take up more of your time with just repeating the stuff that has been talked about all day, but I am in support of it, and I'm in support of it because with that constant work, things are happening with Hilco, and one example is that early internship in middle school with Della Plain McDaniel Elementary.
Well, thank you very much for your work and for your testimony, and we have your written testimony for the record, correct? Please submit your written testimony so that we can attach that to the formal record of this proceeding. Is there anyone further to give testimony on bill number 240655? Okay, seeing none, again, we thank you all so much for being here, sir. Sir? Are you good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to make sure because you were just sitting there. All right, I thank you. I thank you so much for being here. We will now recess the public hearing on bill numbers 240660, 240663, 240655 to go into...
Quiet, please.
to go into a public meeting to consider the action to be taken on these bills. Clerk, will you please call the roll to take attendance? Members that are in attendance will please indicate you are present by saying your name when called.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Present.
Councilmember Thomas?
Present.
Councilmember Ahmad?
Present.
Vice Chair Bash?
Present.
Chair Gilmar Richardson?
Present.
Council President Johnson?
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. A quorum of the committee is present. We will now proceed. The chair recognizes council member, the chair now recognizes Vice Chair Cindy Bass for a motion on the amendment to Bill Number 240660.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I offer an amendment to Bill Number 240660. A copy of the amendment has been circulated to all members of the committee, and I move that the amendment to Bill Number 240660 be approved.
Second.
The chair notes for the record that Councilmember Thomas seconds the motion. It has been moved and properly seconded that the amendment to Bill Number 240660 be approved. All those in favor will indicate by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion carries. The chair now recognizes Vice Chair Bass for a motion on Bill Number 240660 as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Bill Number 240660, as amended, be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, and further move that the rules of council be suspended to permit first reading of this bill at the next session of council.
Second.
The chair notes for the record that Councilmember Thomas seconds the motion. It has been moved and properly seconded that Bill Number 240660, as amended, be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation. And further resolve that the rules of council be suspended as to permit the first reading of this bill at the next session of council. All those in favor of the motion will signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion carries. Bill Number 240660, as amended, will be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, with a request that the rules of council be suspended as to permit first reading of this bill at the next session of council. The chair now recognizes Vice Chair Bass for a motion on Bill Number 240663.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Bill Number 240663 be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, and further move that the rules of council be suspended to permit first reading of this bill at the next session of council.
Second.
The chair notes for the record that Councilmember Thomas seconds the motion. It has been moved and properly seconded that Bill Number 240663 be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, and further move that the rules of council be suspended as to permit first reading of this bill at our next session of council. All those in favor of the motion will signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion carries. Bill Number 240663 will be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, with a request that the rules of council be suspended as to permit first reading of this bill at our next session of council. The chair now recognizes council member and vice chair Bass for a motion on the amendment to Bill Number 240655.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I offer an amendment to Bill Number 240655. A copy of the amendment has been circulated to all members of the committee, and I move that the amendment to Bill Number 240655 be approved.
Second.
The chair notes for the record that Councilmember Thomas seconds the motion. It has been moved and properly seconded that the amendment to Bill Number 240655 be approved. All those in favor will signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it, and the amendment to Bill Number 240655 has been approved. The chair now recognizes Vice Chair Bass for a motion on Bill Number 240655 as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Bill Number 240655 as amended be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, and further move that the rules of council be suspended to permit first reading of this bill at the next session of council.
Second.
The chair notes for the record that Councilmember Thomas seconds the motion. It has been moved and properly seconded that Bill Number 240655 as amended be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, and further move that the rules of council be suspended as to permit first reading at our next session of council. All those in favor of the motion will signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
The ayes have it, and the motion carries. Bill number 240655, as amended, will be reported from this committee with a favorable recommendation, with a request that the rules of council be suspended as to permit first reading of this bill at our next session of council. Thank you all so much for being here today. Truly appreciate Council President Johnson and his team, Vice Chair Bass, and all of our colleagues who have joined us for this committee on finance today. We thank you all for participating, and we look forward to continued conversation in the future. Council President, would you like to be recognized for last remarks?
Thank you, Madam Chair, for chairing such an important council hearing. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Council President. Thank you, colleagues. There being no further questions or comments from members of this committee and no other witnesses to testify, this formally concludes the business before this committee on finance today. Thank you all very much for your attendance. Have a good day.
Well, it wasn't that surrogate because I was using my own eggs and everything. They just wanted me to have the baby and sign my rights over. I couldn't see myself ever doing that. And the money sounded great, especially I was young.